USA Radio News.
New York State health officials have found indications of additional cases of poliovirus in wastewater samples from two different counties, leading them to warn that hundreds of people may be infected with a potentially serious virus. Just 2 weeks ago, the New York Health Department reported the nation's first case of polio in almost a decade. The health department reiterated that it is still investigating the virus's origin, and it is not clear yet whether the infected person in Rockland County was linked to other cases. Officials said the case occurred in a previously healthy young man who was unvaccinated and developed paralysis in their legs. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy!
Two people are dead and eight survivors were rescued from waters of Florida Keys, the U.S. Coast Guard has confirmed. Authorities continue to search for another five people who are still in the water. The Coast Guard said in a statement that the 15 people, all thought to be migrants, were on board an illegal voyage. It is not clear from where they had traveled.
Taiwan is calling China its evil neighbor for conducting live fire military drills around the island. Taiwan's defense ministry on Friday claimed that multiple batches of Chinese fighter jets were crossing the median line in the waters between China and Taiwan. The Chinese army is conducting military exercises around the island in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's recent visit and has declared several danger zones around Taiwan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The Pentagon has rejected a request from the District of Columbia seeking National Guard assistance in what the mayor has called a, quote, growing humanitarian crisis prompted by thousands of migrants being bused to the city from Texas and Arizona.
We expect to escalate the number of people crossing the border seeking asylum.
This all began when Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced plans to send busloads of migrants to Washington, D.C. in response to President Joe Biden's decision to lift a pandemic-era emergency health order that restricted migrants' entry numbers by denying them a chance to seek asylum. Mayor Bowser said that the district may send an amended, more specific request, adding that she believes this is the first time a D.C. request for National Guard has been denied. Three more ships carrying thousands of tons of corn have left the Ukrainian ports. This is the latest sign that a negotiated deal to export grain trapped since Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 6 months ago is slowly materializing. The ships are bound for Ireland, the United Kingdom, and Turkey. Grain prices peaked after Russia's invasion. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.